You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 8, recorded Friday, November 28th, 2008. Hello everyone, and welcome to the next edition of All Things Transformers. Yes, this is a day early, and I don't really have time on the weekend this week, or next week, but I did feel the need to record another episode. So, in the meantime, I don't really have any show notes, but I am going to comment on the news. So, anyways, here goes. Generation 1-style Transformers animated tech specs start with the Transformers Collector Club magazine 24. And in them, they will start with the tech specs of Rodimus Prime, Stryka, and the various new Transformer animated people. It will be in the same style as the, obviously, G1 tech spec, which is actually pretty neat to see them actually go back to the old style tech specs, or a tech spec altogether. You know, with the quote and the description, little picture, and little decoder. So, that ought to be really neat to see. So, make sure you stay tuned for that next issue. Also coming is there's new Revenge of the Fallen Soundwave figure shots online. S250 of the 2005 boards, and there's a little mini gallery on actoys.net, have shown various pictures of the new preview Soundwave figure. And the head looks pretty much like the Transtech type of design, or other movie designs, but it still holds some of the Soundwave features that you'd come to know and expect from him. So, I think that Soundwave ought to be pretty badass when we see him in the movie. Hopefully they don't totally screw him up, and hopefully he's got the same kind of voice effects as the G1 and animated. Something to just give a little bit of a fan wink of sorts. Up next is Roberto Orsi says that the Revenge of the Fallen movie will probably be longer than the first movie. And he says, probably. It says that there's footage shown in the recent wrap that was not a trailer, but just footage, and it's of the various robots, and as far as he knows, the designs for the bots are all done. He answers those questions also on TFW 2005, so be sure to check those out. Transformers, The Veiled Threat novel, coming in April of 2009. Del Rey Online has also listed it, as well as Barnes & Noble's. It will be written by Alan Dean Foster, who also wrote the original prequel novel and the Transformers live-action movie, first movie of it anyway. But he's also writing the Revenge of the Fallen movie adaptation novel. Sorry about that. And as well as the kind of bridge between the two. I personally will be picking these up as soon as they're available for pre-order, and I'll probably review them on the site as soon as I get done with them. And I also look forward to seeing maybe comments from all of you once you've read it and see what you think about it. Masterpiece Grimlock size comparison images. AllStars of actoys.net has done some rough size guesstimates of the Masterpiece Grimlock compared to Optimus Prime and Classics Prime. And it shows that, although it may not be 100% accurate, that, well, Masterpiece Grimlock is supposed to be roughly about a head shorter than Masterpiece Prime. So, ought to be cool to have a fully detailed Grimlock, although it is kind of annoying that they're overdoing it with the Grimlock thing all of a sudden. I'd personally like to see a Masterpiece Soundwave or a I don't know, some form of a masterpiece that doesn't include the Seekers or Megatron or anything that could be considered a simple robot. Stylin' Online has Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. Says that they are giving free shipping for their orders, and apparently that was for all sales from now running until Monday, December 1st, 2008, at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. And the coupon code is PumpkinPie08 at the checkout. So be sure to check them out. Bumblebee Deluxe Remold Return of the Fallen Toy. There's photos on TF08.net of another upcoming Transformer toy. This one is a deluxe Bumblebee from the first film, although a slight head and front bumper remold and a brand new weapon is featured. I missed out on all the figures the first time around, and although they do not contain any more of them, I plan to pick this up as I missed out the first time. So my recommendation is probably wait for a few more pictures, but it looks like it's going to be a good figure, so since it was the first time around. Prototype MicroMaster Whisper on eBay. There's a prototype of a Generation 1 character. It's an eBay auction. And it's a hand-painted and glued jet mode of a something a Hasbro designer owned. It was a concept. They're saying it's a 1989 or 1990 figure, and yeah, that's pretty much all they list there. TFW and ACToys.net have high-resolution images of Revenge of the Fallen Soundwave. Looking at the pictures right now, and Soundwave actually looks pretty damn badass. I haven't seen any pictures up until about now while I'm viewing this, but he's got that classic Soundwave kind of looking head. But the rest of them's kind of odd. They gave a couple of little like waist features. He looks almost like a cross between Soundwave and Tiger Hawk, like a Transtech Tiger Hawk. The way the armor kind of shields off from his body in robot mode. Now his other mode is the satellite, which kind of looks pretty neat. I actually might pick this one up. It doesn't look half as bad as some of the other movie figures from last year's or 2007's, yeah, movie. So probably check these out. And I believe that's all the Transformer news I have for the moment. I did forget to add in the last episode the Ask a Character, which is completely my fault. I did screw that up. What happened is I ran out of time. I didn't have time to do it. And so now, unfortunately, it couldn't have been added into the last episode. So I just figured I'd throw it into this one. It'd be something cool to have. So, be sure to check that out. That should be coming up in the close to the credits before I play the outro music. In the new future, there will be a episode between myself and Holfin of Transformers Anonymous, which I'm sure you some of you remember the actual advertisement clip at the beginning of the last episode. And basically, what we're going to be talking about is the basically how Transformers has affected us and what series hits us at home, basically. We'll be discussing our different point of views and coming from two different eras of getting into the Transformers saga. So, be sure to check that out. That'll probably be in either the next episode or episode 10, which hopefully will be released before Christmas or New Year's. So far, all we have planned out is that it's going to be a mixture episode. But yeah, it'll just show our different introductions to the hobby and different types of like firsts and just something cool to get into. He'll be discussing it from the Transformers Generation 1 point of view, and I'll be taking it from the Beast Wars of how the series kind of hooked us and got us into the entire fandom as a whole. So be sure to come check that out. The Predacon Empire forums has many, many games, in case anybody's wondering if there's anything to do on the forums besides post. We would like to start up our RPG again if anybody's interested. There will be a voting in the Ask a Character area of future characters to have questions asked to, which I'm hoping to get people to do. I'm also looking forward to seeing some listener questions in the future, which would just be awesome. So, if anybody would like to submit those, you can send them to podcast@predaconempire.com. You can also contact me at megatron@predaconempire.com, or you can if you want to contact me, I have an account on Facebook, Stephen C. Phillips. Also, there's a group for Predacon Empire on there as well. And I'm also on Twitter on SCP21. So be sure to check me out on there, hit me up, tell me who you are, and I'll add you to my list of followers. I'm on all of those different mediums quite often. Pretty much, there isn't much content for this entire episode. I do plan on adding more updates to the Predacon Empire website. I haven't been able to mess with it lately because of the holidays and just random things. There are some new toy reviews on the site. There will be some future ones coming. I do plan to get up a few more audio clips, sound clips, and episodes as soon as I splice those together. And if anybody would like to submit content and would like to be a part of the site, you can also join us on the forums, and there should be in the member hangout area a staff openings, and just see if there's something in there that you'd like to become a part of, or that something that we haven't thought of that you'd like to add to the site, which would be awesome. You'd also get your name in the credits and everything else, and you'd get mod access and everything else. I'm not trying to be a super site and conquer everybody, that kind of thing. I just want to create a place where everybody can have a fun time and be heard and not be filtered on everything that you say or do or whatever, as long as it's not out of context or anything. The forums, pretty fun place. There's a lot of cool people on there. I think you'll enjoy them. Anyhow, I might be in on a few other random Transformers related projects on various other Transformer sites. TF Anonymous, I might be in a future episode, as well as having the guest host of Holfin on one of ours, and in the next few episodes, probably Jake Mann and Jazz Santi. So be sure to look forward to that. Yeah, so that's, I'm thinking, pretty much it. I don't really have that much left to talk about. How was your guys' Thanksgivings? Or did you do the Thanksgiving sales? You can post comments on the Predacon Empire forum, and I'm sure you'll get a lot of random talkings on that. I actually went and did that this morning, so I've not actually been to bed since 3 a.m. So I've been up since then. It's roughly about 6 p.m. here now, and I'll probably be up for the next like 6 hours. But anyways, you can tell I'm delirious because I'm droning on. In the meantime, be sure to look out for TF Rebellion and TF Cog's projects. TF Cog has Scramble City 2, which is their next fan video that they're creating. Be sure to go to their site and audition for that. Some awesome people on there, great talents, a lot of fun people to talk with. I'm also a part of the Primetime 3 video by TF Rebellion, and I'm playing War Within Prime, which I still have to do a redo of my lines, but it is a, it's going to be a funny and kind of cool episode. Can't wait to see it. Should be out sometime, I think, this summer, they said. Anyways, I think I'm going to let this go because I've just slaughtered this episode, pretty much, with my now on 16 minutes of audio. And so I think I'm going to, like I said, let you go, and I look forward to hearing from you and maybe getting some listener questions for future episodes so that you don't hear just me plain droning on. And that way, me and Master Galvatron, or whoever ends up guest hosting, can help us answer questions. Because without the fans, and without questions, and stuff to help us learn more, or, you know, to help inform you, then it's just mostly us talking. And we definitely want fan input, and would love to have a roundtable if anybody's interested in joining in one of those in the future. So anyways, this is Steve/Megatron, signing off.
Ask a character.
Optimus Prime.
When you first landed on Earth in the 80s, your numbers overwhelmed the Decepticons. Why didn't you charge the enemy base and stop the Decepticons before the death of many humans? And when you doubled your troops, you still did not stop the Decepticons. Well, my friend, the Decepticons fight dirty. Autobots do not play by those rules. And I wish to not harm any humans. I can't help what the Decepticons have done, but I can only promise that I can try to stop them in the future. Optimus Prime, out.
T1 Megatron.
Why is your accuracy perfect when shooting your own troops, yet less than average when in battle with the Autobots? I, Megatron, respond to nobody!
You've just listened to Ask a Character.